1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ, and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. But with me it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you, or of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not my own self. For I know nothing by myself, yet am I not hereby justified. But he that justifieth me is the Lord. Therefore judge nothing before the time, until the Lord come. For both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts. And then shall every man have praise of God. And let me read the next couple of verses to give you context. Because as I'm listening to this, I'm like, oh boy, this is going to be fun. And these things, brethren, I have in a figure transferred to myself and to Apollos for your sakes, that ye might learn in us not to think of men above that which is written, and no one of you be puffed up for one against another. For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory, as if thou hadst received it not? That's not received. Whatever. All right, I just want to get a little context there. I'm going to go over that one again. I'm not going to hit that now. So again, this is, again, very specific here. You can't take these things out of context. He's talking about himself and Apollo. I think possibly in verse 6, he says, these things, brethren, I have in a figure transferred. In a figure transfers is mora schematizo, transfigure or disguise. I think it's possible what he means is, you're not saying I'm of Paul and of Apollos. You're saying I'm of Philetus and I'm of, you know, Herman. But what I mean is he's saying, perhaps he might be meaning that he's saying, one is saying I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos, because he doesn't want to embarrass those who are factionalizing the church. See, he's coming with repentance. He's coming to rebuke, exhort, admonish, right? He's not judging those who are sort of breaking off disciples, in a sense. Remember, Corinthians is also, I believe, one of the early, is considered to be one of the early epistles. Though it all stands true, but you see in his later epistles, Paul really begins to define those who are the enemies of the gospel with a lot more characterization because things had progressed historically. Remember, we're at the beginning of the Christian religion when we talk about the apostles. So, you know, some things developed over time and they were revealed in history to them. Remember, he'd been talking about whether Paul, Apollos, Cephas, or the world. Everything is yours. All the servants of God belong to you. All life, death, it's all yours in Christ. And you don't need to set yourselves off one against the other. It's not according to the wisdom of the world, not according to the carnal nature. Now he says, to account is to take an inventory. Let a man so reckon us, account of us, as of the ministers of Christ, and stewards of the mysteries of God. I mean, look at us. The word stewards is oikonomos, where we get oikonomia, which is usually called dispensation. We are dispensers. I don't like the idea of, like, the way they talk about dispensations among dispensationalists. I totally disagree. Though there is some truth in it, but it's just the conclusions they draw are wrong. I mean, to me, it's committed a dispensation. It's the things I'm teaching and focusing on in the gospel. So he's saying, look at us like servants and ministers. Now, take an inventory. Estimate. You know, it's required that a man be found faithful. I feel like this is going to be important when we get to Luke chapter 16, one of the most misunderstood parables in the Bible. And I feel like the Lord has given me a lot of insight in parables. The only reason I mention that is because I'm going here to make a little note for one. Well, even among men, right? If you put your money with somebody, you expect them to be faithful as a steward with your money. As one who is managing your money, you expect them to be faithful. In fact, they usually need to be found faithful ahead of time. You don't pick someone who's been shown to be unfaithful. It's kind of like when, if a man has not been faithful to his wife, how shall he be faithful in the stewardship? If a person is not faithful in the things of this world, how will they be trusted with the things of God? Okay, and then he says, so he's saying, are we faithful? Look at us. Account of us. Take an account of our stewardship. What do you think? Have we been faithful? Have we been good stewards of the mysteries of God? Now he's saying, now verse 3, he says, with me it's a small thing that I should be judged of you. It's a very small thing. You judge me, it's no big deal for me to be judged by you.
No?
Judge me. Or a man, for man to come in and judge me and say, oh, well. Because there are ways in which men will judge us poorly. At the same time, you know, you think about when Paul talked about when you appoint elders and so on, that they should be have a good report of them that are without. That means in certain matters. You don't want them to be, have a lot of, bad reputation around town. As far as that they've been, in riotous living or so on and so forth, or like I said, rocketing through town in their sports car, something like that. You want them to have a good report. Now, when it comes to the things of God, the world is going to judge you just foolish. In general, generally speaking. And he's saying, I don't judge my own self.